John O'Shea joins us out. I'm not a bit unsure where John is this morning. You never know. John, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're in your car anyway. That's the main thing there, mate. How you been?
Yeah, good. Thank you. How's
it going? Very well. Looking forward to this and getting onto a much better track tomorrow. Dead four and very close to a good three. John, it's been a long time since we've been there in Sydney.
Yeah, no, it's quite refreshing. It'll be something different for most of the horses we're running tomorrow.
Well, it'll seem a lot different. We could see some improvement in horses for sure. Earthquake, I saw an interview yesterday. You said basically we're just going to do an examination, make sure all the bloods are right today. What's the latest with her running tomorrow?
Look, she was very good yesterday afternoon. Happy with it this morning. Her work's been excellent. She's proved fitness as you'd expect. She's still got good improvement in her. Yeah, we're just very mindful, Andrew, that a lot of the horses, unfortunately, that we've kicked off on the heavy tracks, some of them have bounced back okay, but some have not. And so it's just mindful, because of Earthquake and who she is, that, we do tick all the boxes and make sure that everyone's happy before she goes to the races.
So visually, she's giving you the positive signs. You just want to make sure that she's absolutely 100%.
Yeah, well, we've got a big organisation and plenty of people that have to be kept happy, and so, this afternoon we've got a team of people that just come out, go over and have a team discussion and make sure that everything's in place for it to run tomorrow.
All right, we'll keep an ear on that with Earthquake. You've been forced to scratch your Rujo out of the Heritage with a little problem there?
Yeah, he just presented with a slight quarter crack yesterday afternoon, so we're going to leave him at home, and I think he'll be okay long term, obviously, but he just might need a month or so to settle down.
I reckon you'd be looking forward to getting both of these back in the shorts, John. I talk of Sessions and Safeguard. Sessions has been looking quite impressive in trials.
Yeah, he has. I don't think he's been ever doubting any of his ability. We've just changed track a little bit with him this time. I've decided to train him at the farm, and he's kept him nice and relaxed. I think it's reflected in his trials. And of course, Safeguard raced very well in the winter in Queensland without any luck. And he's big and strong now. And he's got a win at Randwick at the 1100 at group level. So he's had two nice trials. We haven't decided not to run him on the heavy ground the other day. So extra couple of weeks in terms of fitness probably haven't hurt him either.
And is there much between them, do you feel, in fitness going into their first up runs?
No, both horses are right up to the mark.
Okay, it's just a case of who gets the better run, and there's not too much between them in barriers. They're virtually alongside each other. Sessions won this race last year, so I know that you weren't with the horse last year, but it is capable of winning first up at 1100.
Yeah, look, I think that Safeguard would be in front of Sessions in the run. He's got the blinkers on tomorrow, and he's got a nice soft horse, so take advantage of that when he wins the race. And Sessions, the horse, looks to relax. If he can do that well, he seems to be able to reel off a nice section at the end.
Horse called Malice runs for you second up tomorrow in that opening race?
Yeah, albeit he's performed well at 2,000 metres. He's running the Carbine Stakes, but again, on heavy ground, wasn't as up to his normal standard. Unfortunately, he had to resume on heavy ground the other day at Hawkesbury, the big weight, but he had a day at the races. He seems to have come on nicely, and I think his best distance looks to be sort of a little bit longer than a mile, but being by TFLO, but he's happy, healthy little horse, and back on top of the ground, he can improve dramatically.
Mate, I'll ask you about two or three horses. I know they're not running this weekend, but our listeners like to know. Gibbelines just progressing okay in Melbourne?
Yeah, he's in obviously in Melbourne. He cranked up the other day, but his run just gave out the last 100, but it was a good time and strong race. He progresses to the Guinness Prelude next Sunday, and he'll have a day at Caulfield on Tuesday, and I still think he's probably a run behind, but hopefully the run at the Guinness Prelude, that'll bring him up to speed and have him close to the mark for Caulfield Guinness.
And what about Sarajevo? What's the plan there, John?
He's had a sort of relatively easy week. Probably give him a gallop on Tuesday morning, a set of blinkers, English head to the Roman consul on Epsom Day at Ramble.
Okay. And the other one out of that race was Kumeon. Got back on probably the worst part of the track in the Rose.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, McMahon, his chances were well and truly over before the race started, the way the track was playing. So he unfortunately drew one. But, you know, he was more than acceptable. He could beat 4.5. And Kieran just stayed nice and close to the rail. And he had an unimpeded run and a day out. So he's arrived in Melbourne in good order. He'll run in the Stud Stakes next Friday night.
Stud Stakes next week. All right, well, good luck tomorrow. We'll keep an ear on Earthquake later today when all the team gets together, and we wish you the best with all of them tomorrow, mate.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Jono.